There's a really interesting quality to Los Angeles where, the hills are all around, like Mount Olympus, and then everybody toils down and the Hollywood and, whatever, and you're just constantly aware, like the single thought I had the most while living in Los Angeles was, man, I'd love a place up in the hills, Because it would be, you can live such a wonderful life. Like there's an awful lot that is, I mean, obviously, like you could, Woody Allen would satirize it as, someone wearing like a space helmet and driving around in a convertible. But there's a certain, just like you feel, it's very modern but very kind of holistic, like. Granted, you're breathing in like toxic amounts of smog and whatnot, but the sun cuts through, and it's like there's a really unique, wonderful feeling out in Los Angeles. You can obviously get air on the ditzy, superficial side. Then again, you can have a place in the hills and just look down over it, drink a bottle of fucking Chardonnay, and have some friends over, and I mean, pretty much it's heaven on earth. So. I mean, you can. There's that whole. It runs that gamut there.
But waiting tables probably wasn't going to get you a home on the hills.
No, but waiting tables. I mean, it's not without its. It's entry points. I mean, you. It's amazing how. In fact, I would rather if my intention was to was to sell a screenplay, or was to, somehow get into an agency, or get to be a studio head or something, I'd recommend waiting tables at the right restaurant before I'd ever recommend like filling out applications or going on like, auditions or like, cold calling anybody. I mean, it's like you can, especially with 4 years at a place as, kind of boutique and Gourmet is the place that I was fortunate to work at was. I mean, you become friendly with some pretty serious cats and kittens,
Did that inform your approach to marketing and Grange Life at all?
Actually, in addition to the film industry, the music industry is, prominently out there. And it did, in terms of my interactions with some of the music industry people. I waited on and became, familiar and friendly with definitely some players out there in the music industry who I would tell about, Lawrence and, my brother's in bands and, how much I like the scene there. I'm sure I, told them about, Danny Pound and, told them about, the Anniversary and probably told them about Ghosty. At the time, and they were always super interested in that, and they always had lots of advice. And when it did come time to like to pursue the idea of a record label, the disconnect that I felt, or that I saw between the way that felt right to me to go about it, especially taking into consideration technology, and then this little bubble of corporate comfort that they seem to exist in as major industry music players, that chasm was really informative. And I'm glad I had that, or I'm glad I had a view of that firsthand, because it definitely emboldens you to embrace the things that are most, efficient and promising and exciting in your reality, as opposed to trying to mold everything the way that it's being done successfully already.